This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونصلي ونسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear sisters. We all know that Ramadan is the month of the Quran, and that from the best of deeds that a person can do in this month is to spend most of their time reciting and revising the Quran as much as they can, bi-idhnillah. Allah Ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down, a guidance for mankind, in order to show them the clear signs to guidance, and for them to distinguish between the haqq and the batil, the truth and the falsehood. And my dearest sisters, one of the main ways that, you know, personally I find helps to motivate me to want to strive as much as I can, inshallah, with the Quran in this month, is to think about how the Salaf used to be when Ramadan used to come to them. Like, if you can try to imagine the likes of Aisha radiallahu anha, or, you know, Salama, or Hafsa, or Asma radiallahu anhunna jami'an, right? Just imagine what their relationship with the Quran would have been like when Ramadan came to them. You know, imagine how much they used to turn their hearts and souls completely to the Quran in this month. You know, how much they would, you know, strive with the Quran during the days of Ramadan, and, you know, how they would recite it with tadabbur, you know, pondering over the meanings of the ayat, trying to take the lessons from every verse they would read. Just imagine also, you know, how much they used to recite the Quran in their qiyam at night, especially in the last 10 nights. And, you know, you can, subhanAllah, you can imagine how much they would have been reciting certain verses over and over again, and how they would have been crying from the power of those verses of Allah Ta'ala on their hearts. So, you know, when you think about how much the Salaf used to strive with the Quran in this month, this is one of the greatest things that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala can help you to feel motivated to want to spend as much time as you can with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Now, what I wanted to do today is to quickly share with you three of the most common questions I get asked by sisters in relation to reciting the Quran in this month. So first of all, how does one get that connection to the Quran when you're reciting it? Now, one of the things that Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah speaks about is how we need to have the right mindset when it comes to reciting the Quran. You know, that before you begin to recite, you first need to empty your heart from everything in this dunya. You know, all of your problems, all of your worries, empty that from your heart. And then you seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the shaitan and all of his distractions. And then what you do, you focus your full attention upon the words that you're reciting and remind yourself that this is Allah who is speaking to you with these words. And that in every ayah you recite, there are messages and lessons that you need to pay attention to in order to truly benefit from what you're reading. So that's why, you know, as you're reciting, keep on asking yourself questions like, you know, what is Allah Ta'ala teaching me in this ayah? You know, what can I, you know, how can I act upon this ayah in my life? You know, how can I improve my akhlaq through this ayah? What diseases of the heart do I personally have that this ayah is helping me to cure? Right? Now, one of the things I also advise you to try to do before you read is to make dua and ask Allah Ta'ala to open your heart to guide you to what you need to, you know, learn from this ayat that you're going to recite. And also, in order to increase your khushu' when reciting, it is important that, you know, you stop from time to time at the end of verses about, for example, punishment, and ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you from his punishment. And when you come to verses about the Jannah, ask Allah Ta'ala to you know, help you to be from those who will enter Jannah, bi-idhnillah. Because as we all know, dear sisters, Ultimately, no one and none of us will enter Jannah except by the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing we need to realize is that one of the reasons why so many people don't taste the sweetness of reciting the Quran is due to having hardness in their hearts. All right, so that's why it's also advisable before you start to recite that you sit and say Astaghfirullah a few times first until you feel your heart is feeling, you know, more receptive to the words of Allah Ta'ala that you're about to recite. So we need to realize that, you know, in order to truly connect to the Quran, it's really important that you get yourself into the right mindset to start off with. Now, the second common question I get asked by sisters is, you know, as women, we have so many responsibilities. So, you know, how do we find the time to recite? So first of all, we need to realize that, you know, when you make the Quran a number one priority in your days and nights of Ramadan, then, you know, trust me, you will find the time to fit in your recitation. Even if, you know, it's just when you're feeding your baby or, you know, waiting at the doctor's surgery or, you know, you're picking up your kids from school, you will find the times, bi'idhnillah, to get in that recitation. But let's just say that your particular circumstances makes it difficult for you to find time to recite, then at least listen to the Quran as much as you can. And then whatever little time you do find to recite, make sure that you do it as mindfully and reflectively as possible in order to get the maximum benefit out of your recitation, inshallah. Last of all, a common question I also get asked is, you know, what if I don't know Arabic and Tajweed well? How can someone like me connect to the Quran in this month? So obviously, you know, no doubt, there's definitely a huge difference between the impact that the Quran has on your heart when you read it in Arabic compared to when you only read the English translation. And that's why all of us needs to be, you know, all of us need to be on our own personal journey with the Quran, where, you know, each year you're working towards improving your ability to recite it in Arabic and to also understand it. You know, inshallah, each year you should be seeing yourself improving slowly over time, right? But even if you're only able to, you know, read the Quran in English, then there's still obviously a huge reward and benefit that you get from reading the meaning of the Quran in English, right? And I remember many times when I was still a new revert and, you know, I didn't understand Arabic, but I would open the Quran at certain places and subhanAllah, I feel like Allah Ta'ala was giving me the answers I needed for my life and showing me what I needed to do, right? So it's not like you can't benefit, you know, it's not like you don't benefit immensely from reading the English translation. So my advice is to just, you know, do your best in this month, inshallah. You know, read as much of the Quran that you can in whatever way you're able to. Because, you know, ultimately, the most important goal we all need to have in Ramadan is trying to get closer to Allah Ta'ala in this month. And the greatest way to do that is by developing a closer relationship with His words, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So in conclusion, my dearest sisters, I ask Allah Ta'ala to light up our hearts with the Quran, to light up our homes with the Quran. Ya Allah, make the Quran a guidance for us in every aspect of our lives. Ya Allah, we ask you to make the Quran the light of our hearts, the comfort of our sorrows, the relief from all of our trials. And we ask you, Ya Allah, to accept all of our fasting and prayers and whatever little good we could do in this month. Ya Allah, Allahumma amin. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters. May Allah enliven your hearts with the words of His, you know, with His words in this month. Allahumma amin.